Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
You've reached Nicole Fonzarelli, represented by Alfred Anandante. If you're looking for a performer with serious range, from aggressively ambitious to softly compassionate, naively hopeful to sarcastically dour, bitingly funny to stupendously sad, I am a consummate professional, and I am your Gal Friday. I work hard, I like to work often, but I don't accept jobs that are beneath me. If you have to ask what that means, that's probably not a good sign. Take a listen to my reel to get a sense of my range of work accepted and skills, and then leave a brief description of your job, location, time commitment, and pay. My earliest work was as Genovian Girl Number 4 in Princess Diaries 2.
Thank you for letting us walk in your parade, Princess Mia. We ordered you a surprise pizza. It's at the door now.
I've also appeared as Foreshadowing Woman Number 3 in WHH, Ben Affleck's real-time biopic about the presidency of William Henry Harrison. As an orator, he admittedly leaves something to be desired, but you must respect his stamina. If he can speak at such a great length, he will undoubtedly make great strides leading us into a wondrous and lasting era.
Yes.
Most recently, I played Nika Stamatis in Inexplicable Riddles with Dimitri Stamatis, and Inexplicable Riddles, The Hunt for Dimitri.
I'm Dimitri Stamatis, and I'm the man who found D.B. Cooper.
And I'm Nika Stamatis, Dimitri's big sister. Together, we plan to travel the world in an attempt to solve other great mysteries.
No!
We hope... As an update, I'm also a journalist now, so that's new. To be honest, it's been kind of fun. So if you have any newsy jobs, feel free to hit myself or Alfred up on that as well. Peace.
Nicole Fonzarelli, this is Chuck Octagon, editor of The Underground. And since you've accepted my offered assignment, I am now your official supervisor. Or one of them, at least. I don't know, Tate probably doesn't count. I appreciate both your use of adjectives as well as your candor in delivering your insecurities. I will attempt to, quote, open up and deliver some of my own. While our career paths have been divergent until recently, there are certain similarities, and I too share your concern about how hard this work is. It should not be this difficult. It should not be this heartbreaking at times. It simply shouldn't be this way. But it is. And while I respect the fact that even the opportunities that present themselves to you at strangely convenient times may present new obstacles and challenges, I've discovered that the best way to tackle the next news story is just to follow your nose and go where the wind blows you. Speaking of blowing, Nicole, a word about marijuana, noun, otherwise known as cannabis or the devil's lettuce, especially as smoked or consumed as a psychoactive mind-altering drug. Now, while it's true that the weed, pot, smack, etc. is legal in Massachusetts, it's not exactly professionally acceptable to smoke up, so to speak, while leaving a voice message for your colleague or employer. I understand why you did it, but think about the impression you're giving off to others next time. Your next hard-hitting news supervisor may not be as forgiving as I am. And given the late hour in which you called, I'll assume you'll want to take a personal day today, which I hereby grant. I like to think of myself as an understanding supervisor, Nicole. Should you feel the need to rant about your career frustrations in the future, please try me during normal business hours, or at least before 9 p.m., but not on Thursdays. That's Top Chef night for myself and my beloved husband, Andy Wood. This has been a voicemail from Chuck Octagon. By the way, Nicole, nice work on the sizzle reel. Whew, yeah. Princess Diaries 2? Did you meet Anne Hathaway? Oh, did you meet Chris Pine? He played Captain Kirk once, you know.
Greater Boston is written and produced by Alexander Danner and Jeff Van Driesen, with additional support from Jordan Higgs, T.H. Ponders, Bob Raimunda, and Jordan Stillman. This episode was written by Bob Raimunda and Jeff Van Driesen. Recording and technical assistance from Mark Harmon. Dialogue edited by Bob Raimunda. This episode featured Kristen DiMercurio as Nicole Fonzarelli, the amazing Nora as Genovian Girl No. 4, Bob Raimunda as Foreshadowing Person No. 3, T.H. Ponders as William Henry Harrison, and Jeff Van Driesen as Chuck Octagon. Starlight by Simon Peterson. Charlie on the MTA performed by Emily Peterson and Dirk Teedy. Transcripts available at greaterbostonshow.com. We'll be back on the first Tuesday of next month with another mini-episode as we continue to work on Season 4. This episode was written by Bob Raimunda and Jeff Van... Jeff. That's your name now. Jeff Van Driesen. This episode... Jeff. This episode was... Oh, no. This episode was written by Bob Raimunda and Jeff Van... Oh, no, I can't say your name anymore. See you later, Jeff.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Good evening, and welcome to Strange Air. I am your host, Malcolm Smith, and I'll be here for the next 4 hours taking your calls as we explore the outer regions of reality.
10 years ago, Malcolm Smith vanished from the face of the earth. One moment, he was on the air in the middle of a sentence, and the next moment, he was gone.
People will believe anything.
So, what do you think happened?
I believe your father staged the whole thing.
I believe your daddy was taken.
Do you believe in miracles?
I guess people believe what they want to believe.
I believe I'll have a little more wine.
It's time you heard the truth about your father!
You're completely insane.
Did someone hit you?
Leave me alone! What's going on? I'm going to find my father.
Strange Air. Available wherever you listen to podcasts. Visit StrangeAirPodcast.com for more information.